more Idaho Matters right now. As we said earlier on the program today, Idaho's Health and Welfare Department announced just this morning that 4 children in Nampa have been diagnosed with measles. They were unvaccinated and got the disease after being exposed in the home of someone who got measles while traveling internationally and then brought it back to Idaho. Dr. Christine Hahn, the medical director of the Division of Public Health at the Health and Welfare and the Idaho State Epidemiologist, said today that she is concerned but not surprised to see that more people were coming down with this highly infectious disease. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, got a chance to sit down with Dr. Hahn to talk about measles, this year's flu season, and the CDC's messaging this year with their wild to mild campaign. So let's take a listen to that.
I'm old enough to remember when measles actually were, well, nearly rampant. But I also am old enough to remember that we pretty much were able to put this in the bottle with mass vaccinations. So when I hear measles, the hair on the back of my neck goes up because this is really, really contagious, yes?
Yes. Measles is one of those diseases that is known to be highly contagious. You can go into a room after someone has left it, and there still can be measles virus hanging in the air. So it really is can be contagious. In household settings, we know that 90% of immune people will get infected in a household if there's a case of measles there. So it just spreads really quickly and really easily compared to many other infectious diseases.
So remind us of why it has surfaced again in Idaho. I think I remember it was a man from Southwest Idaho who had traveled.
Absolutely, yes. In fact, in the United States now, most of our cases of measles are in people who travel outside the country. There are 39 countries right now around the world where they have ongoing measles outbreaks, and those include countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, the Middle East, really around the world. So when people return from those trips or when visitors from those countries arrive in the United States, they can bring the measles with them. And that's what happened in this case, which is one reason why we do always emphasize, if you're going on a trip, even if it's to Europe or somewhere where you think of as not having a lot of disease, it's good to check in with a travel clinic or a doctor about, hey, do I need to check in on any of my shots or maybe get boosted before I go?
So it has been a little bit of time since the release. What have you learned since?
Right. Well, we are watching really closely. The local health departments, both in the Boise area and the Nampa area, have both been working closely, not only with the gentleman who initially became infected, but his family, contacts, people who may have been on the same airplane, those kinds of things.
And again, we're talking about an airborne disease. So tell us about what symptoms might look like or feel like.
Yeah, the first thing people usually experience with measles is just feeling under the weather, and then, you know, for maybe for a day or two, even more, and then a fever. That's usually the first thing. You know, especially as adults, we don't get fevers that often. So if you've been exposed to measles and you develop a fever, it's definitely the first thing. It should be concerning enough to contact a healthcare provider about and see if you should be tested. We'd remind people, don't just show up in an emergency department or a doctor's office because of how contagious it is. You'll want to call ahead and let them know.
Oh, wow.
After that fever, the rash, and that's the classic thing that we all think about measles, the red spots, the rash, which usually starts on the face or head and then spreads down the body.
And again, we're talking most of these cases usually in kids and then adults over 30?
Yeah, really. In the old days that you were referring to earlier, where it was rampant and pretty much everybody got the measles, it was really often seen in kids just because it was so contagious. It was hard to avoid measles very long. Once the childhood vaccinations became routine, we do see cases now in adults who have not been vaccinated. So it can really pop up at any age.
Okay.
And it's one reason we're reminding adults, if you're not sure if you've ever been vaccinated against measles, good chance to dust off your immunization records, take a look, maybe talk to your healthcare provider about whether it's important for you to get a dose or not, or whether you're maybe up to date.
Let's talk about flu. What do we know about this year's flu? If I remember right, our flu season peaked pretty early last year.
Yeah. So the good news with flu right now is that activity is still low in the United States, but we know it's coming. It comes, you know, every year. Mm-hmm. And in the Southern Hemisphere, over our summer, so really from March through June and July, they did have a robust flu season. And the vaccine, the good news is that vaccine, which is similar to the one we're using here in the United States, the vaccine worked really well in reducing your risk of ending up in the hospital by 50%. So we're hopeful that this year, as flu season approaches, that our vaccine will be a good one, will be protective, and keep folks out of the hospital that are, you know, especially vulnerable to severe cases of flu.
So I got my flu vaccine 1 week, the RSV, the next week. I've heard different narratives about getting immunizations together or maybe not together.
Yep.
What are the facts on that?
Yeah, it's a confusing year. Everybody's, you know, I've been reading up on different experts around the country, what their recommendations are, what CDC is saying. It's a little bit of a crazy first year where suddenly we have three vaccines.
Right.
Anyone 60 and older might need to think about, or pregnant women. So, of course, flu is the standby. We've had that for years and years and recommended for folks, anybody 6 months and older, every year to protect yourself against flu. So that's there and available. COVID vaccine, of course, now has entered the scene in the last few years, and we are seeing an increase in COVID already. So I do recommend people who are pondering their options. COVID is probably the most pressing right now as we start to see cases and hospitalizations already rising. RSV is the third one, yep. the brand new player on the scene. RSV disease is most people are most familiar with. Little babies can get severe RSV, but also seniors can end up in the hospital and with pneumonia from RSV. And now we have a vaccine for seniors. But again, aren't seeing a lot of RSV activity yet. So I think for people that are contemplating what to do, your options are, one, go ahead and get, you know, if you're going to get the two, COVID and flu, you can get them together. It is considered safe. Some people, though, don't want to have all that on them at once. I would get the COVID vaccine first, wait a week or two, and then get your flu vaccine.
What do you know about the COVID boosters, by the way, as far as accessibility?
Yeah, so it is the place to check if you're not sure is vaccines.gov, so vaccines.gov. I just was looking on that site this morning. It looks really robust. Right now, we know Walgreens around the state have the new vaccine, okay. CVS pharmacies. There are some other pharmacies, and then your doctor's office might well have it as well available. So call ahead, check around, but we know it's out there. I also saw some Rite Aids in the list. So it's available.
Let's talk about messaging. I'm intrigued by, and I'm guessing you know about this, the CDC's messaging this year and how they want to help manage expectations for us and this wild to mild campaign, if you will.
Yeah, I just heard that phrase the first time a few days ago, the wild to mild, and I kind of like it. It's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
You know, I think what they're trying to say is critics of vaccines often say, oh, you can get the vaccine and you'll still get the disease. You'll still get COVID. You might still get flu. And what CDC is trying to turn that message around a little bit and say, yeah, you might still get it, but you won't end up in the hospital. You won't end up nearly as sick. The more practical of us among us might say, you know, even if I've already had COVID vaccines, I don't want to miss a week of work. You know, I don't want to be sick for those many days. Get the vaccine and tame that disease. So even if you get it, it's going to be probably a very mild infection and won't put you under.
It'll be really interesting to see if that campaign is successful. Do you have a sense of our vaccination rates? I read the other day a CDC survey that suggests that, you know, our vaccinations have largely plateaued nationwide following the pandemic.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a tough year, honestly. I think people are ready to put all of this in their rearview mirror. We all want to go back to normal life. And it's not top of anybody's fun things to do on the weekend to go get shots. So I think it's going to be a tough year to really get people interested in these vaccines. Flu shots, we know even flu shots that have been around for a long time, we only have, depending on what age group you're talking about, maybe about half of the people that we think should have a flu shot in the fall even get that shot. COVID vaccine, even last year, we only had about across the country about 17% of people who should have gotten that vaccine got that done. As far as when I say should, I mean were recommended to receive it. So I think it's going to be a tough sell. RSV is even another challenge in that it's not necessarily covered by everyone's insurance yet. So people are going to want to check about that if they're interested in getting the RSV vaccine. Talk to your healthcare provider and your insurer about make sure that you're going to have coverage for that. So I think it's going to be a little tough this year unless, of course, we start seeing news about we don't want a severe season, but that might get people's attention if we do, you know, hopefully not. But if we have a really severe season, I think that might bring people in.
And lest we bury the lead, vaccines keep people out of hospitals and save lives.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, I always say to people, I feel like I'm a healthy individual. I'm not too worried about a few days of sickness, but I don't want to be in the hospital. I don't want to have a severe case of something. And I know the vaccines will help me prevent that.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.